الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أعاد علينا شهره المبارك شهر رمضان واختاره وأوضع فيه من رحمته ونعمه وبركاته ما لا تحصى إلا وما لا تدرك إلا في هذا الشهر المبارك فجعله خيرا من ألف شهر وجعله مغفرة لما تقدم من الذنوب وجعل صيامه وقيامه مغفرة لما تقدم من الذنوب وأنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان أحمده سبحانه وأشكره على نعمه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer and controller of all that happens in the universe. Praise be to Allah for having blessed us to witness another month of Ramadan, a month that Allah the Exalted has chosen for blessings and for virtues in terms of His forgiveness, His mercy, and His blessings that cannot be achieved except in this month. So He has made this month better than 1,000 months. And He has also made the fasting and the praying in this month a means of forgiveness for all previous sins. And He has also revealed the Quran in this month as guidance for mankind and as evidence that it is guidance and it is also the criterion. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the idolaters detest that. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm sure we have heard a lot about Ramadan and about fasting in Ramadan and the objectives and so on. Today I would like to share with you one objective of the institution of fasting that we don't often hear about, although Allah the Exalted has mentioned it in the Quran. And that is to develop a higher level and sense of thankfulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us know that Allah, the taqwa, consciousness of Allah, is one of the primary objectives of the institution of fasting, but it is not the only one, brothers and sisters. Allah the Exalted has also mentioned the sense of gratitude, a higher and deeper sense of gratitude and thankfulness to Him, as one of the objectives why He made fasting compulsory. And so being grateful and fasting in Ramadan are very strongly connected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in other parts in the Quran that He is full of grace and benevolence and kindness for mankind. Inna Allah ladhu fadlin ala nas. Indeed, Allah is full of kindness and benevolence and grace and mercy for mankind. Walakinna aktharun nasi la yashkurun. However, the reality of most people is that they do not give thanks. They're not grateful. We enjoy, we use, we sometimes even abuse, and we don't give thanks. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about Dawood alayhi salam and about the various blessings He has blessed this messenger with, Allah says, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. He ordered them to be thankful and grateful. اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. O family of Dawood, show gratitude. Be thankful. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah says, but very few of my servants are thankful. And so He made fasting in Ramadan compulsory on us, so that one of the things we can achieve, one of the objectives and goals we can achieve, is to become more grateful and thankful to Allah. Allah says in verse 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as guidance for mankind, and as evidence that it is guidance and that it is the criterion to differentiate between right and wrong. So whoever witnesses the month, he must fast it. But whoever is ill or on a journey, then he or she should make up for the same number of days missed on other days. Allah wants ease for you, not hardships, so that you may complete the period of fasting, 29 or 30 days. And that you should also glorify and praise Allah the Exalted. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That you should exalt and praise Allah for the guidance He has given to you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And that perhaps you may also become thankful and grateful. This is why Allah made fasting compulsory. To develop taqwa, so that we can glorify and praise Him, and so that we can become more grateful and thankful to Him. Brothers and sisters, one may ask or wonder, what's the big deal? Why does God need us to thank Him? Well, Allah the Exalted has no need for our gratitude or ingratitude. He has no need for our worship or disobedience. Whether we obey Him or disobey Him, it does not affect the power and the might and the control that Allah the Exalted has over the universe. Our good deeds only benefit ourselves, and our bad deeds only harm ourselves and may potentially harm others. But we cannot benefit or harm the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it is in our best interest, brothers and sisters, to be grateful and thankful. Why? Because in Surah Ibrahim, Allah the Exalted tells us why. He said, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. All of us, brothers and sisters, all human beings, we desire that God should bless us. We aspire and we hope that God's blessing will endure, that all our lives we will be blessed by God Almighty. We even pray for His blessings. We even pray and ask Him to avert from us all troubles and all calamities and all hardships. So the blessings of God are some things that you and I as human beings desire. And no one wants the blessings to be taken away. But how do we ensure that we would enjoy the blessings of Allah? At the very least, that the blessings are not taken away from us. Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And remember when your Lord decreed or announced, surely if you are grateful, I will increase my blessings on you. That is how we do it, brothers and sisters. This is how we ensure that the blessings we enjoy, and they are numerous, not only will they endure with us, but that Allah will increase them for us. The only way is to be thankful and grateful. And to help us do that, Allah has made fasting compulsory. And remember, when your Lord decreed that if you are grateful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will surely increase you in blessings. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, but if you are ungrateful, if you're ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, then surely my punishment is severe. My punishment is severe. In Surah Al-Fajr, Allah tells us about the human being When he or she is blessed by Allah, the person believes that God loves me. That's why he's blessed me. But when Allah withholds some of these same blessings, the person now feels that God has forsaken him or humiliated him. So if we're ungrateful, Allah's punishment is severe. But of course, brothers and sisters, we need to know and we need to understand, how is it fasting in Ramadan ought to make us more grateful and thankful? What is that connection that Allah says in this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and that perhaps you will also become thankful and grateful? Well, here is how it works, brothers and sisters. First of all, it is important that the individual is able to recognize the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if we cannot recognize His blessings and acknowledge His blessings, we will not give thanks. And this is why when a human being does something good for you, you thank the person. And it will be considered weird and strange if you just walk up to somebody and say thank you. They would think you're probably going insane. But to thank the person, you have to recognize, first of all, that that person has done a favor for you. And so it is crucial that we recognize the blessings even before we begin to give thanks. Step one in giving thanks and being grateful is to recognize the blessings as blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what Allah the Exalted has done is that in instituting fasting upon us in Ramadan, He has prohibited us from eating and drinking. Now this is not to deprive us, brothers and sisters. This is not to deprive us from lunch and from buying Popeyes at the masjid on Fridays. There is a purpose behind this. And that is, when we fast and we become hungry and thirsty towards the end of the day, it ought to make us understand to a small degree how the millions of people in the world around us feel, what they live, not just missing a meal a day, but they live this as a lifestyle. They have no choice. They don't know when they will eat, let alone what they want to eat. But you and I, brothers and sisters, know very well that at the end of the day, when 9:03 comes in and we hear the adhan, we know that we have food to eat. We know that in Ramadan we probably get the best food to eat. We are to realize that this is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we cannot recognize Allah's blessings when we are hungry, then we cannot recognize it when we are full. So Allah wants us to become hungry through fasting, so that we will begin to think, well, what about the people who don't have food to eat and drink at the end of the day? But I have. In the morning for suhoor, I have choices. This ought to make me, brothers and sisters, recognize the blessings that Allah has blessed me with. Brothers and sisters, when you go home and you go into your washroom and you turn the tap on and the water flows, this is a major blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that many of us don't pay attention to. When we go home and we flip the switch and the light comes on, or we feel it is too hot, so we lower the temperature to 23 degrees, let the AC kick in. These are major blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I don't even think about. Because there are people in the world, and you know this, who live with blackouts as a way of life. There are people in the world, millions of them, who don't have air conditioners. There are millions of people in the world who have to fetch their water every day. So we are to realize the numerous blessings that Allah has given to us. And once we do, then there are a couple of ways or a couple of things we need to do to show gratitude. The first is to say Alhamdulillah. To say Alhamdulillah. How many of us, besides after we finish eating, brothers and sisters, how many of us, when we finish showering perhaps, having this nice water available, say Alhamdulillah for this blessing of water. Say Alhamdulillah. This is step one. But this, brothers and sisters, is not the only way to show gratitude. In fact, this is the easiest form of showing gratitude. And if one cannot say Alhamdulillah, then you can go to step two and step three. This is where it starts. To at least say Alhamdulillah. Thank you, O Lord, for this food, for this drink, for this water, for this electricity, for the air condition, for all the other blessings, the health and the strength, your family, your community. But in addition to that, brothers and sisters, one of the most important ways of showing gratitude to Allah is to share His blessings with others. And again, this is achieved through fasting in Ramadan. How? Because when we fast and we become hungry and thirsty, we begin to understand firsthand, to a small degree of course, how our brothers and sisters across the world feel who don't have food to eat. And this ought to inspire us and motivate us to do something about it, to share what we have with them. Allah wants us to experience ourselves, brothers and sisters, some hunger and thirst. Not to the level of starvation that many people are faced with in the world, but to become hungry and thirsty, so that perhaps we will take a step back from the busy lives we lead, the lives in which we seem to think that we need everything, every material thing to, in order to survive and live. Allah wants us to take a step back and to realize that we do not need many of the things we think we need in order to live comfortably and happily. And this is another blessing of fasting. That we should learn that we can survive and we can live and we can be happy and comfortable with a lot less than we think we need in order to live and survive. And once we realize that we don't need many things, perhaps we might be more willing to part with these things and share it with others. Because if we believe we need something, brothers and sisters, it would be very difficult to give it away. Because needs are the necessities of life. If you need something, it's very hard to give it away. It takes a lot of courage and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. To give away something you need yourself. But if you can recognize you don't really need it, you may like it, you may want it, you might be more willing to give it away. And this is one of the objectives of fasting. For each one of us to realize that I am blessed. I think I'm not blessed. I am very blessed. And I have so much that I can afford to share with others. I just need to figure out what my needs are and what my likes and wants are. And so fasting should help us to do this. To be able to sort out our needs from our wants and our likes. We should be able, brothers and sisters, while fasting, to walk in front of a store and see perhaps a nice tie or a nice pair of shoes that will go with a certain outfit and be able to say, it is nice, I like it, but I don't need it, and walk away. But if we are pulled into the store and we end up buying that product, then we have a problem. So one of the important ways of showing gratitude to Allah is to share what we have. This is why Allah wants us to become hungry and thirsty. Maybe we'll be more motivated to help the hungry person or the starving person now. Now that we feel how they feel. Although their experience is much greater, much more intense and severe than you and I feel. So this is the time, brothers and sisters, for us to share the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon us, give to others. The third way of showing gratitude, brothers and sisters, is to use the blessings of Allah without wasting and without extravagance and without abusing them. How we use the blessings of Allah is a reflection of gratitude or ingratitude. So when a person wastes, the attitude is, I don't care, O Lord, about your blessing. But when the person uses just enough, that is enough for him or her, the attitude is, O Lord, I value your blessing. This is why Allah the Exalted has told us in the Quran, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat and drink. That is, enjoy. Enjoy the blessings of Allah. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. But do not waste. Do not commit excess. Do not be extravagant. Do not be extravagant. Often it makes us feel good to decorate the hall and to have people being awed by the decorations. But brothers and sisters, more important than eyeing people with the decorations we do and the nice places we have and the nice material things we have, more important than that, we need to consider whether we are going over that limit whereby we no longer show appreciation for the blessings, but rather ingratitude for the blessings of Allah. And there are many things, brothers and sisters, in our lives every single day that we need to pay attention to in terms of how we use the blessings of Allah. The same water you get when you turn on your tap at home. Many of us, when we use this water, we waste it. We think it is cheap. Maybe $300-$400 a year for water. What's the big deal? I can afford it. But it doesn't matter whether you can afford it or not, brothers and sisters. Wasting is not permitted under any circumstances. I have seen brothers who make wudu and they turn the tap full on. And as they're wiping their heads, the tap is flowing. Why, brothers and sisters? Would it hurt us to catch some water in one hand, turn off the tap, wet the other hand and wipe our heads? Is this not a small thing you and I can do to use rather than abuse the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? People sometimes shower, and as they stand aside to soap themselves, the shower is still running. This is wasting, brothers and sisters. Some people shower, and they feel they need to stand half an hour or an hour in the shower, or else they're not clean. Turn off the lights. You've heard this many times about saving the earth and global warming and so on. But now we realize that these are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't show gratitude for them, brothers and sisters, then maybe Allah will take them away from us. And don't think they cannot be taken away from us. You and I may think, in Canada it's not possible to turn your tap on and not get water. But only a few months ago during the ice storm, we learned it's not so difficult for the electricity to go out for days. And the same can happen with the water and everything else. So if we want the blessings to endure, we have to be grateful and thankful. And Allah made fasting compulsory on us in this month to make us more aware and conscious of the very blessings we take for granted. When you see the food, brothers and sisters, and you see the nice drink, and you're hungry, and you get the smell, yet you resist the temptation to eat and drink, although no one can see you except Allah. You ought to realize the blessing of the food that Allah has blessed us with. Imagine how you feel missing just one meal, but you know you have food at the end of the day. How about those who are not just missing one meal, but they don't know that they will have food at the end of the day? It is time, brothers and sisters, all of us ask ourselves this question: am I truly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings? Do I go beyond saying Alhamdulillah? That is important, mind you. It is an important first step. But it is not the only way of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do I use the blessings of Allah with enough consciousness to allow me not to waste and to be extravagant and to go overboard? Do I recognize the blessings of Allah that I'm willing to share some of what I have with others? And there are plenty of people who need help. There are even plenty of Islamic centers that need our help and our support to establish the center, to maintain it, and to run programs. The very programs you and I would like to come to and enjoy. Brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves this question: are we really grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how do we show this gratitude? When the Prophet alayhi salam was forgiven for all his sins by Allah, he prayed so much that his feet would swell. When he was asked about it, he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, "Afala akunu abdan shakura?" In that case, should I then not be a thankful slave? This is how he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By even worshipping Him more. By worshipping Him more. Not the opposite. Not by celebrating and merrymaking and indulging and wasting more, but by worshipping Allah the Exalted more. So where do we find ourselves, brothers and sisters, in relation to how grateful and thankful we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we even recognize His blessings? Do we remember to say Alhamdulillah? Do we even care enough to make sure we use and not misuse and abuse and waste? And do we care enough to share with others a little bit from what we have? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May He open up our hearts and minds so that we can understand this wonderful message He has revealed for mankind. And may He inspire all of us to live by this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only make fasting easy for us in this blessed month, but may He also cause us to fast and to help us to fast in a way that is pleasing to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to achieve not only the objectives of the institution of fasting in Ramadan, but to also achieve the many blessings, the numerous blessings and virtues that He has chosen this month for. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله وعافية. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Let us send peace and blessings upon the messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك وأمدهم بمددك. اللهم اجعل لهم من ضيقهم مخرجا. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم المبارك ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا ولدا إلا أصلحته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا مسافرا إلا رددته. ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم وفقنا لصيام رمضان وقيامه. اللهم تقبل صيامنا. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا. اللهم تقبل قيامنا. اللهم تقبل ركوعنا. اللهم تقبل سجودنا. اللهم تقبل صالح أعمالنا. اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين الفائزين، واجعلنا من عتقائك في شهر رمضان. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.